Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I'm just kidding. It's totally fine that you don't make $150 million a year. It's totally fine. We're fine. All good.
I mean, just making me feel inadequate. Just, well, all our people watching from back home.
I'm sorry, not you, me. I take just as much responsibility as you do, right? This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Sirius XM Channel 80. Shay Cornett, Jordan Cornett filling in. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thanks for being with us this morning. You want to give us a ring, give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So the reason I gave that phone number is because we do have some calls and we do have some tweets, because we are asking you today. We know what comes with Thanksgiving, right? Family, food, football. I know this year's family situation might look a little bit different than in years past, and so will the football side, because we don't have Steelers and Ravens tonight due to COVID concerns. However, we can all probably hopefully put food on the table, and so we're asking you to compare an NFL team to your favorite Thanksgiving dish. And I said this before the break, so I'm going to give you what I got. My best one I came up with.
You're a big food person, so you should knock this segment out of the park.
Big food person.
This is literally tailored for you to crush.
Chill out. Chill out over there, okay?
You're
pushing three
bills.
You
eat more than me and you look like that. You should be singing like the praises to the higher power that you're blessed with that. I look at food and it's 5 pounds on me.
Don't do that. That's not true. All right, I got a few. So first of all, the stuffing for me would be like tried and true. Got to always have it, right? It's like reliable. You love it. It's not really flashy. It's just kind of there. Steelers, right? Stuffing. That's what I would.
You know what? I was going to pick them as the stuffing because they fill you up. Like you watch it and you feel like you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that from it. The defense is good. They got a Hall of Fame quarterback. Chase Claypool.
Make it stop.
You get a little bit of that with a young rookie bursting on the scene, scoring a touchdown in his first 10 games. You like the run game that they've got going there. Everything is just, it comes together for goodness with the Steelers. That, to me, is the very definition of the stuffing.
And you know, they like you put the stuffing inside the turkey, like you shove it up. Like, I feel like the Steelers are just shoving it to everyone that they play.
Whoa, okay.
Did I go too far?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably went too far there. Okay, but this is the best one that I've got. The gravy. I'm a big gravy person. Put the gravy on the turkey, put it on the stuffing, put it on the mashed potatoes, maybe a little on the green bean casserole, dip the roll in it, whatever you want to do. But like gravy all over the plate, okay? The gravy, Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs can play anybody in this league and it's worth watching. I don't care if they play the Jets. You want to watch the game because you want to see what Mahomes can do. You want to see what Andy Reid can do. They're very balanced offensively with a run game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Le'Veon Bell. And then their defense isn't too shabby either. And you know Andy Reid's always going to be aggressive. He's flashy, right? Like, the Kansas City Chiefs are the gravy. They go with everything. They make everything better. It's perfect.
I think the gravy's the Bucks. I think the gravy's the Bucks, and this is why. It's all over the place. You just throw that on your plate, and you consume it, right? And that's what the Bucks are. They're all over the place, but we're consuming the Bucks. We don't know what they are. They can't stand alone. It can't just be the offense that wins the games. It can't just be the defense that wins the games. They need to come together. The gravy, you're not just eating gravy. You're putting it with something. The Buccaneers are missing something. Is it the power struggle between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady?
Is it
a defense that needs to step up a little bit more? Is Tom Brady showing his age by not being able to hit the long ball? So many questions. What I do know is the Bucs, as they are right now, it's not enough. It can't just be the gravy. You got to put it with something. It's got to be on the mashed potatoes. It can be on everything and be good because we know what it is. At its very essence, it's good, but it's not standalone good. That's what the Bucs are right now.
Okay, that's fair. Our producer wrote in here, the Bucs are mashed potatoes. Like, Brady, they're still good, but they're better things that have come along. That's like,
whoa. So
what have you done for me? Like, better things, opportunistic. One of our TV
producers.
She
didn't like that one.
I'm a little opportunistic
like
for me.
One.
What do you mean better things come along? Like, only as good as your options? I don't like that. One of our TV producers, Damien, said the Falcons are the turkey because they get carved up every week.
Ooh, those shots being taken.
I would feel attacked if I was a Falcons fan with that a little bit.
Can we take a call? I'd love to hear what some callers think about this.
Sure. Let's do that. And let's go all the way to Hawaii. That's where Dutch is.
I'd love to go to Hawaii.
Dutch is in Hawaii. Dutch, what do you got?
Who dat? And aloha.
Yes.
And
yes.
What I got to say is us South Louisianians and New Orleanians have gumbo, you know, on Turkey Day and sometimes the night before. And I'd like to say that it would be an unusual side, but would represent the New Orleans Saints because it's a nice, rich soup. It has, like the Saints, a lot of different specialties in there, shrimp, crab, sausage, you know, and that special touch of your grandmother. And I think that's what's going on with the Saints right now. So God bless y'all and have a happy Thanksgiving and give thanks to our great country, America, and
thank
to
you,
all
Dutch.
Of us.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I
so
love it.
Dutch is in Hawaii. He's a Saints fan. He says Saints are the gumbo because they have Louisianans, he says, have gumbo on Thanksgiving. It's like Italians. They have lasagna.
It's
like
got
everyone
a lot
throws
in it.
In.
It's got a lot in it that makes it good. We like gumbo.
I like gumbo. I just don't know that I would have compared the Saints to that on Thanksgiving. Like the Saints to me would probably more be like a green bean casserole. Like, but you don't have green bean casserole on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do. Sure.
Oh, you
do?
Okay. I was going to say, because it's just like always there. There's nothing flashy about it. It just is what it is. It's straightforward. Not everyone loves it. But for some reason, it keeps showing up every year. Like, it's not a staple. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be the Saints to me. Not gumbo's a little too off the wall.
You know what I was trying to think of? Because I'm a big Cincinnati Bengals guy, born and raised in Cincinnati. Shout out to the 5-1.
No one's comparing the Bengals to Thanksgiving.
Shout out to the 5-1 third. We're not here for any Cincinnati Bengals hate. It's been a rough week. We're all trying to get through this, trying to come to grips with Joe Burrow being out for the season, maybe all of next season. Who knows when we'll see him again? But we're going to see him. So the Cincinnati Bengals to me, and look, I get a lot of flack for this. I'm a pumpkin pie guy. Not a sweet potato guy. I'm a pumpkin pie guy. I know that makes people feel a certain way. I get it. But I love me some pumpkin pie. The Bengals are the pumpkin pie. And this is why, Shay.
Okay. We've gone off the rails.
After you consume all the good food, you're always in the back of your mind saying, but what's that dessert going to be like? But what's that dessert going to taste like?
And
it's
going
to taste
Bengals?
Good. But I'm going to stretch that thing out to the very end. I'm going to eat every single thing all day long. And then when the opportunity presents itself for me to dive in for that pumpkin pie, it's been sitting there, but it's been out of reach. I've been working on the casseroles. I've been working on the mac and cheese. I've been working on the turkey. I've been working on mashed potatoes and gravy. I don't touch the cranberry sauce. But once I finally get to the opportunity to eat me some pumpkin pie, that wait is going to be worth it. Ooh, baby, it's going to be delicious. And that's what the Cincinnati Bengals are. Joe Burrow's out for maybe a year, maybe a little bit longer. It gives this organization to do right by him, to build a better team through the draft, through free agency, through whatever, to get them in a place where when that leg is big, bad, and strong again, Joe Burrow comes back better than ever, and the wait, Cincinnati, was completely worth it.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I really appreciated that. But
you
like,
got to go back to Cincinnati to see my family, so watch how you do this.
No one is comparing the Bengals to dessert. Nobody. No one. Like, I know you're a fan. I love the Bears. I'm not even going to compare them to
dessert. What are your Bears?
Do they have to be on the plate this year?
I mean, yeah, they're still in
the
hunt.
They're like the dinner roll. Like, they're just
they're
kind
a 500
of
team in the hunt.
Jordan, I'm frustrated with my Bears, okay? I can't with the offense. Like, I can't
I'll
with
give
the
you
quarterback
an opportunity
roulette.
To think about, I'll give you an opportunity to think
I'm
of
over
one.
It.
You owe your Chicago Bears one. Why you think of it?
I just gave you one. It's the dinner roll. It's just there on the side.
You love dinner rolls.
That's true.
I see you murder
I do crush
10
a good
dinner
roll.
Rolls in a sitting before. I mean,
and I do
you're
love the
big
Bears.
On the dinner rolls.
So I do love the Bears, and I do love dinner rolls. But there's nothing to them that screams Thanksgiving or that screams, like, this is a team you have to consume. You have to have it on your plate. Like, and same with the Jets. They're the cranberry sauce.
I think the cranberry sauce is an interesting one to me. That's the Browns. Cleveland Browns are the cranberry sauce. And this is why they're the cranberry sauce. I don't care for it. But it's off to the side. It's purple. It's different.
It's
it
red.
Doesn't look like anything
it's
else.
It's purple.
Is it red?
It's like red. It's like, cranberries are red.
Whatever. Fuchsia. Whatever color it is. It's a different color than everything else. So your eyes gravitate towards it. But it doesn't do anything for anybody. Like, it's like, look at me. I'm different. I'm special. I'm not like
different.
The rest of the other foods on the table. And that's what the Browns are. We got all this talent. Baker Mayfield, all up in the videos, all up in it, dancing, doing all these things. They're great commercials. You laugh. You love them.
I do.
They're more entertaining than his play on the field.
True.
And it's just like cranberry sauce. You sit there, and, oh, that's cute. It looks good on the table. but it's not worth anything.
That's true. So this is the first time that no team has played on Thanksgiving with a record of 500 or better since 1959. That's right. No Steelers, no Ravens. So this is the first time no team will play on Thanksgiving with a record of 500 or better since 1959. And Stats Incredible is brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. Top-ranked Alabama has found its toughest opponent of the season, and it's not even a football team.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80. And just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN. I am Shay Cornett. He's Jordan Cornett. We're filling in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thanks for being with us. Feels good to be working on Thanksgiving. It's just what I know.
Well, we don't usually see each other on Thanksgiving.
Never.
You're usually covering the NFL, covering the Chicago Bears beat when we were living in Chicago, and I was somewhere covering a holiday basketball tournament. Oh, what life was like COVID.
So now we're just getting up at 4 in the morning?
Together. Gotta love that.
Aw, see, that's nice.
Gotta love that.
Blessed. We're describing NFL teams using a Thanksgiving dish. If you want to do that, give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call online, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, and that is where we go right now because Peter Burns is
there.
Who
we bit this from.
We did take it from him. Thank you, Peter. SEC Network, best week ever host, Peter Burns joins us now, Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Peter. Thanks for waking up with us on this holiday. We've already consumed cookies.
I was going to say, I figured the Cornettes are going to be like this perfect diet couple that everybody looks around in the neighborhood. And they're like, we just hate them. Look at them. Why are they always in such good fit? And then I get the headphones on this morning and I hear Shay just munching on cookies. And I'm like, yes, these are my people. My people on Thanksgiving morning.
Yes.
We keep it real, Peter. Okay. So let's keep it real now. What's going on in college football? Nick Saban tests positive for COVID-19. He will not coach on Saturday in the Iron Bowl against Auburn. First of all, what was your reaction to this news? We hear his symptoms are mild, obviously a good thing, but what does this mean for Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, it just means that they're going to have to do what they thought they were going to have to do for the Georgia game, right? Remember, a couple days prior to the Georgia game, Saban gets a positive test and, you know, everybody freaks out and, all right, what's going to happen? And now, remember, at that point, Georgia, we didn't know how, you know, inept their offense was at the time. So we thought, hey, that's going to be, you know, great defense versus great offense. What's going to happen? And sure enough, he ends up finding out that it ended up being a false positive. So for this, you knew when they did the PCR test, it was done. He was not going to be coaching in the Iron Bowl. The players could wrap their head around it. And in a weird way, because they have already been through that drill once before, I don't think the team really at any point, Shay, is surprised by this, nor unprepared. Because now Steve Sarkisian, their offensive coordinator, was going to take over the reins last time. He'll just do the same exact thing this time against Auburn.
So, Peter, do you think in any way this will – you've kind of laid it out where it seems like it'll be a seamless transition here from one coach to another. But is there any way you see a negative impact from not having your guy, the face of the program, in Nick Saban physically – on the sidelines in such a storied rivalry matchup?
Jordan, absolutely. Especially because it is the Iron Bowl, right? Like if this was any other game, but the Iron Bowl, weird things happen, right? These rivalry games around Thanksgiving, always something crazy can happen. And here's where it matters. It's not the first scripted play. It's not the series. And it's not really necessarily the end of the game. What it is the halftime adjustments. Because at some point, if Gus Malzahn, who traditionally coaches incredible when his back is up against the wall and he's on the quote-unquote proverbial hot seat, if they catch fire like they have done before, they did last year, and all of a sudden you go into halftime, traditionally you look at Saban as the general telling all his commanders, hey, you go handle this, you go to handle this, we need to make an adjustment here. And now, not that Steve Sarkisian can do it, but those players see someone else at the head of that table, right? And I think that's a different vibe, and it's about being able to make adjustments. Now, with that being said, I think Auburn's run defense is absolutely atrocious right now, and Tennessee actually showed that last week. So I think it could be a situation where there's not many adjustments need to be made by from 31 to 7 at halftime. But if it is a close game, that's where it'll be a difference.
Okay. You said weird things happen in the Iron Bowl. I will forever hear, Auburn's going to win the football game.
Football game.
He's going to win the football game.
Football game.
My whole entire life. I'm going to go negative here, and I hate to do that on a holiday, but I'm just going to do it. By the way, we're talking to Peter Burns right now of SEC Network on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. If for some reason
I thought real quick you were going to go negative and then introduce me again. You're
no,
like,
sorry.
Man, I'm going to go negative. We're bringing Peter back for another question, so thank you.
He's still sticking around, Shay. Yeah. Peter Burns
that was,
is still
that was an awful transition. You're right. That was my bad. I'm going to go negative here now. Here I am. So let's just say Alabama loses this game. They're upset by Auburn. Does the committee view Alabama differently because they don't have Nick Saban on the sideline as their head coach, i.e. like Clemson without Trevor Lawrence, something along those lines?
Sure. I mean, and even College Football Playoff Committee would be the first person to say that. Now, is it the same as far as the player, the coach? I think on a head coach like Nick Saban, because he is what I consider the greatest coach in the history of college football, yeah, they would look at it being different. But it doesn't really change anything. And I guess at this point, Alabama almost has a mulligan in golf terms, right? Even if they lost to Auburn with Saban out, they're still going to win the SEC West. And then what allows them to do, or what it brings them up to be, is that in the conference championship game, they would have to beat Florida, right? It would have to be that simple. They would not have that mulligan. But if Alabama wins this game, they're still in a situation, frankly, to me, that if they run the table and play in the SEC championship game, as long as they wouldn't get blown out by Florida, they're in the college football playoff.
Okay. Peter, as a Notre Dame alum, I work at the desk on Saturdays covering college football in the ACC conference, where Notre Dame is in their study abroad year for this 1 year because of this COVID era. Just so happens they're the best team right now record-wise in the ACC. I'm always curious to get the take of somebody, most especially in the SEC, how they feel about a team like Notre Dame, because how Notre Dame has shown in those big-time games when they've gotten to the college football playoff, when they met Alabama in the BCS championship game and lost handily in 2012 to Bama. Where they if they belong, has Notre Dame showed you enough this season to feel like this is a team that belongs, and if they did face Alabama at a collision course for the championship, that they would match up nicely in that one?
It upsets me so much that you and Gojo got together and asked me this SEC question, because, you know, because for me, you know, I've always kind of ripped Notre Dame, and a couple years ago when they made the run, I'm like, listen, I thought they were fraudulent, and I thought that team was not that good. I think this team is different. You know, you see in just what they were able to show against Clemson, and even though Clemson didn't have Lawrence and Uiagalelei was the quarterback, which I love saying because I think I kind of nail it every time I do it. DJ Uiagalelei. I think there was enough there to think absolutely that this team could compete. And here's the deal. I'm hoping that, you know, listen, at some point you look to Shay and you're like, all right, I'm putting a ring on it. We're getting married, right? Like, and you locked it down. It was awesome. Or actually vice versa, too, for you guys, right? You look at each other and you had to make that marriage work. At the same time, I think that's what Notre Dame and ACC should do. I would love to see that, because at this point, who the hell else is going to give Clemson a run for their money? Like, Notre Dame went out there at home, punched him in the mouth and said, listen, we're going to come in here, steal your girlfriend, and you need to hold our trophy. And now I love that mentality out of Brian Kelly and the Irish, and I hope we see more of it.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, let's switch gears a little here. Cincinnati, their game canceled against Temple.
Tough
go for the Bearcats here. How does that affect their playoff hopes? They're number 7 right now in the rankings.
Brutal. Yeah. Absolutely brutal. Because not only, listen, this would have been one of those probably 49-14 wins. And because Cincinnati's defense has been so incredible this year, and Luke Fickell's done a great job of that. So you needed that A, that other inflection point, and you needed something that's going to wow. I think where it hurts the worst is that the AAC put out a statement and said this, they both have an opportunity to play on 12-5 because of the schedule. But because of the testing and the league protocols, they won't be able to play that game. So it's not so much as this game against Temple that hurts. It's the fact that they can't play a game on 12-5. Because I know that they were actively looking at opponents, whether it be BYU or whether it be a Pac-12 team or whether it be someone else saying, hey, here's the one ad I need to play because I need to have a resume builder. The fact that they can't play in these next 2 weeks is brutal. Because they might have still been on the outside looking in, but now this absolutely hamstrings them, and it stinks. And it's a reason why we should be having 8 teams in the college football playoff, not 4. And
I never thought
I'd say that in my life. Like, everything's weird in 2020.
I'm with you.
Let's get this straight. Peter Burns has celebrated Notre Dame here, and he's clamored for an 8-team playoff. Peter, I don't even know if we're talking to you anymore. The body snatchers must have got you, but we're enjoying this conversation. Speaking of snatching, we snatched an idea from you because it was a brilliant one. Shay mentioned it as we brought you in here, talking about likening our favorite teams or just teams we cover in the NFL or in college football to their favorite Thanksgiving dish. Yeah. Because it's your idea, it feels prudent to give you the last say in this interview here. Picking a team, and you could pick a college team, maybe it's Alabama, or you could pick a professional team and liken them to your favorite Thanksgiving dish. Give us one of your best.
All right. Because I am from Louisiana, I'll go NFL here, and I'll say that the New Orleans Saints are my absolute favorite Thanksgiving dish, which is alcohol. Because you know that something weird is going to happen, right? All of a sudden, Drew Brees goes out, and then you get Hill running in there, and Peyton doesn't want to put Jameis Winston at quarterback, and yet the defense ends up showing up, and that's amazing. So you never know what you expect with alcohol around Thanksgiving, and so sure enough, that's what the New Orleans Saints are.
What's the alcohol of choice, Peter?
I like Crown. I'll take some Crown Special Reserve. I'll get a little bit of the brown stuff.
I like this new Peter.
Peter goes hard on Thanksgiving. I respect it. All right, Peter Burns of SEC Network, thank you so much.
We appreciate the
insight and the comparison on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, Cornette. See y'all.
See ya. All right.
Crown Royale.
Crown Royale. I thought he was going to be like, you know, a nice glass of wine.
Man wants the crown.
Yeah. It's been a year for
us. Glad we got him early. I mean, if we would have booked him maybe in the 9 o'clock hour, who knows?
Yeah, who knows what could have happened. We've got some callers that have called in to ask questions about, or I'm sorry, to answer our question about what
Thanksgiving dish
you would compare to the NFL team. Rick's in Tennessee. What do you got, Rick?
Yes, I'd like to say first that you guys are doing a fantastic job. I'm really enjoying y'all together. I wish I was on 5 days a week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome. But I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, and, of course, I'm from Tennessee, so we love collard greens, of course. You got to have that.
Let's go.
That's the Cowboys. And I hate the Eagles. So a friend of mine made some stuffing one time and a turkey with oysters in it. It was so disgusting, you know, and that reminds me of the Eagles. I hate them. So.
He's Rick, you started so kind and nice.
So nice.
And anyone in on the Eagles.
Disgusting.
Hey, Rick, I love it. Hey, you have me.
Hey, I wouldn't be down with oysters in my stomach.
He had me at the compliment. Once you sing our praises, you can go any different direction you want to go. Oysters are nasty unless you're feeling ooh la la.
Oh, okay. And it's 7:30, folks. That's what happens.
Oysters.
Things have really turned the corner. I
think our first date involved oysters, no?
No, sweets. I don't think our first date involved oysters at all.
Then how did I get to the ooh la la?
I don't know.
Let's not go there.
Families, listen. Yeah, let's not go there. Let's not go there at all. All right, let's get to SportsCenter. Here's SportsCenter right now. So Steelers-Ravens matchup has been moved to Sunday amid positive COVID testing. The Ravens-Steelers game has been moved from Thanksgiving evening to Sunday afternoon at 1:15 Eastern due to 3 more positive COVID tests. It's the 13th game of the season that has been postponed or moved due to coronavirus concerns. Nick Saban will miss the Iron Bowl after testing positive for COVID-19. Nick Saban has very mild symptoms, according to Alabama, and will have to isolate for 10 days, meaning he will miss the top-ranked Crimson Crimson Tide's annual rivalry game Saturday against Auburn. Argentina legend Diego Maradona dies at age 60. Argentina soccer legend Diego Maradona has died at the age of 60 after suffering a cardiac arrest. Maradona recently had surgery to remove a blood clot from his brain and was released from the hospital on November 11th. SportsCenter is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The Ravens, to me, they don't feel invincible anymore like they did last year.
You know, we're desperate, too. We're all desperate to win this week.
We're not chasing perfection in terms of 16-0. We're chasing Lombardis.
You know this one.
I do. Don't make me. You're quizzing me?
No, I won't do that.
I hate
again.
When you
that
do
wasn't
that.
Fair. I hate when people quiz me live on air with some stuff you know that I know, but I just freeze up. And what do you always say when I put you on a spot? You're not a good test taker.
I'm not a good test taker. Yeah, I'm not. You which maybe like, I shouldn't be in television because you have to like be on your toes at all
you're
times.
You're good. You're great.
But I mean, I don't like tests. Although, Diddy, right? Diddy, now I'm intrigued.
Biggie.
Wait, it's not Diddy?
It's both. Puff and Big.
Oh, okay, good. I was getting nervous. Yeah, I don't like to be quizzed. Yeah, I know. I which I know, and I have downloaded on my.
I thought you said you got more money, more problems. I was like, where's this money coming from?
Shea Cornett and Jordan Cornett filling in for Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and just tell your smart speakers to play ESPN. We are married. We normally rock with each other on Sundays, on game day, on ESPN Radio, but we're lucky enough to be filling in this morning on Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're here with you for these 4 hours today. We're here with you for 4 hours tomorrow. So, look, we're going to be us. This is who we are. This is how we are at home. This is how we get to be on camera and over the radio airwaves. We're blessed to do it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you enjoy us, we're getting a lot of positive feedback. That's great, and we're very thankful for that. And if you don't like us, don't worry, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin are going to be back on Monday.
Yeah, don't worry.
And this will just be a blip on the radar.
Exactly.
So you're good.
You're like, we get a lot of positive feedback. I get the hate emails. Like, they seek. Why do they only send it to
I'm
me?
I just think I'm so, like, predisposed to it now at this point that even the hate, I find a good in it. Like, oh, at least that was funny.
Yeah, at least they
reached out.
Somebody
called me when I shaved my face. That's why I have this weird beard going on for those who can see us on TV. It's because when I clean shaven, they said I look like what?
A thumb.
My thumb. And if you look at my thumb, it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard when somebody said I look like a thumb. I lost it. And I know the guys are falling out to the side. Look at this and look at me. When I'm clean shaven, I look just like this right here. But I've got this right here, so I'm all good. I'm a married man. I don't care what y'all think.
It's one of the best insults of all time.
It was great. I mean, some of them are good. You just got to lean into
it. It's so good. Okay, we have been comparing Thanksgiving dishes to NFL teams. And I know if you're listening to this and maybe you're hearing it for the first time, you're like going through it in your head, like, what the heck are they talking about? So, for example, we use the Cowboys. This is the one we keep referring to. It's not even that great of a one, but it's an easy one to understand. The Cowboys are the turkey. You got to have them on Thanksgiving. Not really the best thing on the plate, but it's like you almost have to have them. They have to be there. They're America's team. They go with Thanksgiving. So the Cowboys are the turkey. And you could go 100 different ways with this. William is in Tennessee, and it sounds like he's a Titans fan. Williams, what you got?
The Titans are like the sweet potato casserole. When it's good, everybody wants to be around it. When it's bad, nobody wants to be around it. Like all Tennessee teams, we're fair weather friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So William says the Titans are sweet potato casserole. And I love the Titans. I like wholeheartedly disagree with this.
I don't know what you like about that defense, though. You got to tell me.
They're good at turning the ball over. They force turnovers.
They bend a lot, but they don't.
You know
break
why I like the Titans? Seven. And I wouldn't compare them to sweet potato casserole. I'd almost compare them to mashed potatoes. Like, you can't really.
Everybody's mashed potatoes.
No. I said stuffing earlier, didn't I?
I thought you gave somebody else mashed potatoes.
Maybe I did, but let me tell you why. You can't really switch up mashed potatoes. Some people use milk, butter, whatever. Maybe you throw some spices and herbs in there. But it's like no one's like throwing some random stuff in mashed potatoes because the Titans, they stick to who they are. They run the football. They run it down your throat. That's who they are. They're not going to stray away from it.
You paid
and
the man,
that.
And he showed him the money at Derrick Henry, and he's going to show you some wins.
And if you're not going to let me run the football, fine. Then we'll kind of try and rely.
Showed that quarterback the money,
Ryan
then
Tannehill.
He'll be opportunistic.
And he's a very
wins.
Accurate quarterback. But they don't stray away from who they are. And I like that about the Titans.
They did
I like
the
that
Bengals.
About human beings, too. Like,
they did against they got welcome to the jungle earlier this season when they went to Cincinnati. Strayed away from it a little bit there. I just have to tie in Cincinnati Bengals a little bit. Again, it's been a rough week for my Bengals. Nobody ever talks nationally about the Bengals. They had an opportunity this year because of Joe Burrow. I'm here to just tie it in a little bit here and there, picking and choosing my spots.
Okay, well, I'm happy you're doing that. Thank you. It's making everyone happy. All right, the Furminator is in Texas. Furminator. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's hear your comparison.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. I've got the Kansas City Chiefs, and the delicacy for Thanksgiving is strawberry rhubarb pie. The strawberries are the sweetness of the Chiefs' offense. The rhubarb is the sour portion of the defense. But you put a nice scoop of vanilla ice cream on that hot strawberry rhubarb pie, which is Mahomes, and you're the last thing in the meal at the end of the day. The best part of the meal is last, and that's another Super Bowl championship.
Okay.
Hey, Furminator, let's go, bro. Happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
I like that comparison.
I never had strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, we have got, like, gumbo. We're talking about oysters with oil.
Have you had strawberry
rhubarb? I'm not a big rhubarb gal. No, I don't think I've had strawberry rhubarb pie.
Because the rhubarb's, like, sour, right? Isn't it?
That's what you just said, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
It's a skill. But maybe some of these callers could just keep it like on our level here. I mean, I don't stray too much from the regulars. Strawberry rhubarb pie, the stuffing with the oysters, the gumbo. It's a lot. It's a lot for me.
It's the same woman, and you know I love you to death. It's the same woman that asked if macaroni and cheese was commonplace on Thanksgiving.
I just asked.
You're not the standard.
I just wanted to know.
You're not the standard in this conversation any longer. You don't get to judge what is normal and what's not. Not in this one. Okay. I love you. You call all the shots. You drive our household. You drive the show. I mean, I'm not stupid. What man is going to work with his wife and say, no, I'm driving the show? Do I look dumb to you? Well, like, she runs the show at the house. She runs our life. She runs the radio show, whatever radio show it is we're doing.
But we're going to have mac and cheese on Thanksgiving.
But when it comes to picking the sides and when it comes to what fits on Thanksgiving, I'm not deferring to you on that one.
Okay, fair enough.
The buck stops there.
Chill. We got a lot of mac and cheese coming
your way,
big boy.
You're bad at it. That's what I'm saying.
Just
You're very bad at it. You're awful at it.
Jeez. 6'8", demanding macaroni and cheese before 8 a.m.
This body's no accident. I don't get to 300 pounds by not working at this thing.
Okay.
This is my day.
Shay Cornett, Jordan Cornett, if you can't tell, we live together. We're married. We're filling
happily.
In. We're filling
we're
in
here,
for Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. I don't know. They're never going to let us fill in again. I'd be like, these two.
They're letting us do it tomorrow.
I don't know.
Who are you going to try and find to fill in the day after a holiday? Good luck. We're in here.
Here we are. We'll still be talking about the macaroni.
I'm adjusting the settings on the seat in here. I ain't going anywhere.
It's hot in here, and I'm starving, too. Paul's in Connecticut. Paul, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm a Washington the football team fan, and they're like the Brussels sprouts on the side. They look appealing, but in the end, they give you gas.
Okay, Paul wins. It wasn't. I was like again with the not normal Thanksgiving dish, but that one's good.
It also may. I'm not gonna go too far down the path.
Please
with
don't.
Brussels sprouts.
It's so early.
I
know what you're about to say. That's asparagus.
Oh, that is asparagus.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's why I stopped because
I didn't even know if it was the right path. Look, Washington has a shot to win a game and be in first place. So Brussels sprouts, as bad off as you want to make them, they may be the gold standard on a certain plate in a certain division, that being the NFC East. So say what you want, but you might want to, Paul, reserve judgment on the flagellates right now because you don't quite know what's going to play out later on today.
Joshua's in Connecticut. What do you got, Joshua?
Man, I got the New England Patriots. Baked mac and cheese is a hit or miss.
Yeah. Now, Josh, it's only a hit or miss, though, depending on who's making it. If it's somebody established making it, then it's a home run. And Bill Belichick's established, but he's not the one making the team. And his team is a minor league team with some minor league talent. And that's not because of Bill Belichick. So this is a mac and cheese.
Now, hold on. You're not going to put any of this on Bill Belichick that they don't have a capable offense?
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little. You're going to
opt outs, injuries, guys.
That was the majority of the defense. It's nothing to do with the offense that's been incapable.
Who are those wideouts for the Patriots?
Jordan, this has been the same story, though, now for multiple years.
They sold out to win championships. They sold out and they won. And now they're paying the price on the back end. And that's what you're seeing right now. Bill Belichick, nobody can make that offense into what it is. Nobody. Tom Brady is still there? No. It'd be the same situation. Like, this is who they are. So this is the mac and cheese that was store-bought. or that it was made on a stovetop by somebody that don't know what the hell they're doing. And that's what the Patriots are, so I agree there. But there's no hit or miss. It's just all miss with the Patriots. Where's the hit been? Where's the hit been with the Patriots this year? Have you seen consistency anywhere?
No, when they played Seattle, I thought that was a hit. They looked really good against Seattle.
They lost the game, didn't they?
They looked really good against Seattle, but Seattle has no pass defense, so I take that for what it is.
Our mac and cheese better not be the Patriots.
And they did lose the game, but it was still a close
game. I really hope it's not. But I'll have a hand in it. We're working together.
I was just going to say.
We're working together in the kitchen. It's a team.
Tell me what to do in the kitchen.
I would never. We're a team in the kitchen.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tough decisions have to be made in this business, whether you're going to make the move at quarterback or not.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
And maybe you don't have to give the whole franchise over to Jalen Hurts, but I feel like a week off would allow Carson Wentz to kind of regroup.
Sometimes you have to step back an inch to move ahead a mile. And I think that's the kind of thing that Carson Wentz needs right now.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin on Thanksgiving morning, but we're filling in for them. Shea Cornett, Jordan Cornett here with you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully they'll let us come back. We've kind of taken this show a lot of different ways. Today,
that's who we are.
That's who we are. Today is a lot about family and football and food, and we're just kind of encompassing it all. Starts with family. Me and you, buddy.
Yeah, me and you.
Here we are.
Forever.
All right, we do need to talk some football. Not necessarily a game being played today, but an intriguing situation nonetheless because of what is going on in the NFC East. And we will see two teams in the NFC East try and surpass the Philadelphia Eagles today. To do that, one team's got to win. Can't tie. Either the Washington football team or the Dallas Cowboys, somebody's got to win. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles are struggling, to say the least. And they've got another tough opponent on Monday night as they welcome the Seattle Seahawks to Philadelphia. Here's Doug Peterson on what's going on with his quarterback position.
Tough decisions have to be made in this business, whether it's a tough decision to move on from a player in the offseason or the decision now to whether you're going to make the move at quarterback or not. I mean, these are all decisions that have to be made by me. But for the most part, I just I focus on the players. I focus on getting better each day.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today. I mean, okay. We're looking, I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Carson's your starter for Monday?
Yes.
Okay, that is proof. Doug Peterson is not committed to Carson Wentz. Proof is brought to you by Pennzoil. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. So
it's good to see indecision goes beyond the quarterback position, but also to the coach.
That's rough.
I mean, but to me, it's
you're right, though.
How much worse could have a response have gone? It's clearly opening the door that there is indecision going on at the highest of levels there on what to do with the quarterback position, because what is it, $121 million committed to Carson Wentz there? So for financial reasons, you feel like you're...
I think it's 130.
You feel like you're tied to that quarterback and Carson Wentz. And Jalen Hurts, who you drafted in the second round, was supposed to be an option at quarterback. And every time he's been out there, he's done what he's done in college. You know the talent, but he can't take care of the football. Three fumbles and seldomly used. So you're in a very tough decision where there's no clear-cut answer, but your head coach, Doug Peterson, who has a knack for getting the best out of the quarterback position and prides himself on being an offensive-minded guy, he doesn't know. Or maybe it's not what he wants. There's clearly something going on. To say, we're not making this decision, not today, on Wednesday, what does that say to you, Shay? That there's a decision that's going to be made at some point, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not before this game on Monday night, but a decision that is very much on the table. And how, Shay, can it not be? How can it not be?
Okay.
Carson Wentz doesn't have to be as good as he was in 2017. He could just be okay.
Well, he's not even a shadow of what he was in 2017.
But he doesn't need to be. If this guy just played average football, they're winning the NFC East. They're winning the division. It goes back to my favorite line in the breakup. That's not the problem. She's the problem. The whole offensive line. You remember the line?
I know the
Vince
line.
Vince Vaughn, it's so quotable in that movie, The Breakup. Everybody should go watch it. Filmed in a backyard of our town in Chicago there, which we love. But he's the problem. There's a lot of problems there. But 14 interceptions, I get it. Injuries, the defense, the offensive line, the receivers. But decision-making has cost them in some of these games. 14 times over, you've got to flirt with the change. You drafted at 53rd Jalen Hurts. If nothing's working, why not try to inject some life into your team by trying another option?
Okay. 130 million reasons why you're not going to do that. However,
that you can't be beholden to that.
You can't.
Not when you have a chance to win a division.
Okay, sure. You win the division, you play one playoff game, you get bounced. I mean, what's it worth, really?
You're playing for something.
Carson Wentz is on pace to be sacked 60 times this season. Okay, he's been sacked a league high 40 times. That's awful. The man needs to make quicker decisions. There are numbers that prove he is not releasing the ball fast enough. The decision-making is in question. That's very, very obvious. He was sacked 5 times by the Browns without Myles Garrett, I might add. Okay? The line has been arranged now. The offensive line has been shuffled multiple times, 9 times in 10 games, to be exact. So while I want to put it all on Carson Wentz, the offensive line is a problem, too. They had injuries starting in training camp, and that is out of his control. However, as a man who makes that much money and you are the quarterback and essentially the face of the Philadelphia Eagles at this point, decision-making needs to be at a premium. And right now, it's not. The Eagles also struggle immensely on third down. Probably the most pivotal down in football, no? They didn't convert at all against the Giants on third down. And then they went 2-for-12 on third down against the Browns. 2-for-12? What? This is a team in the National Football League.
Really quickly, you're good at placing blame when you see it. Who do you blame? Who do you blame here? Who do you blame here on the Eagles? That. Blame one person. Who do you blame for all of it? One. Paramount for the blame.
Carson Wentz. Sure.
Carson Wentz inside his own head. Carson Wentz has been knocked around too many times. I think we talk about Sam Darnold and that infamous quote, "I'm seeing ghosts." I think you're looking at Carson Wentz that's so inside his head and is a shell of the player that he used to be that he's second-guessing himself. This guy is inside his own head so much, he doesn't know where to go with it.
If I hear I can't turn the ball over one more time, I can't deal. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Up next, why Washington-Dallas will be the must-watch game for 3 Super Bowl contenders. That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.